Welcome to Haken, an Animal Crossing podcast, your podcast dedicated to all things Animal Crossing. Episode 212 is brought to you by Emily, Andreas Gents, and Samantha B., some of our newest Patreon patrons. This episode is also possible thanks to our producers, For the Whim, Tiger Yuri, Tab, and Mikey Toe. This week, Nina, Sergio, and I will be introducing the art for December on Haken. Then, we'll have a huge discussion on how Animal Crossing's online can improve in the future, and then from there, we'll be talking a little bit about how we are doing with Toy Day. So to begin, hello, Sergio, how are you doing?
Hi, Chewy. Hello, everybody. I'm doing pretty good. It's been a nice weekend. Not as much gaming as I wish I had. I want to play more Pokemon for sure in Animal Crossing, but it's been good. It's been productive. It's been fun.
Awesome. And then, hi, Nina. How are you doing?
Hey, I have been doing lots of gaming because a new season of Sea of Thieves came out. So nice. I've been pirating it up, and it's my favorite. I actually have not played Animal Crossing today yet, which is the first day since the update that I haven't played. So that's kind of big, actually.
Yeah.
Wow. That's like, I guess, what time are you usually logging in on Animal Crossing?
Like on the weekends, it's like the first thing I do. During the school week, it's after school. So it just kind of depends. But today's the first day where it's going to be a bedtime login, I think.
Yeah. Okay. Well, that's cool. Yeah. I think for me, I just kind of lately, I've been logging in right at the beginning because I'm trying to figure out my weather seed, and I'm just like, all right, let's check the weather. I hope it's snowing because I've been getting so few snowy hours even. Like,
yeah,
all of my days have been crystal clear or sunny, and I'm tired of it. I want some precipitation on Haken. I complained about it last time, but I did get a couple hours of snow like yesterday,
nice,
I think.
Nice.
So if you after look a whole at your week. Oh no, after a whole week. If you look at your weather seed, does it start to get more snow the closer we get to what is it, the 10th or the 15th that the snowstorm happens?
I mean, I'm not sure yet. It hasn't determined what my weather seed is, okay. But today I got the closest so far. So yesterday it finally gave me like 24 options, and I was like, well, that's not helpful. There's like 24 different things that I could get. And then today it got cut down to 3. And I'm trying to basically get just the info for today, like solidify what today is. But right. I keep missing the hours that are going to determine that for me. Like I either have one seed for the day or another, and all of the hours are basically the same except for like 3 or so. And I'm just like, all right, got to make sure I play at 6 p.m. because that's when I'm going to know. So, kind of funny that there's so many similarities with them, but it's been fun. I've never like paid such close attention to the weather in Animal Crossing. Nice. And it's kind of fun.
I do gotta ask you, what new song did you get yesterday?
Okay, yes, you gave me a challenge to go to the KK Slider concert, and I did.
Nice.
I made sure I did. I had to do it before I went to improv because I was like, I don't know how late that night's gonna be because I help at a theater. And I got KK Chorinho. Is that how you pronounce it?
Nice.
Yeah.
It's a good one.
Is it kind of like a Brazilian, or like, I guess I don't know the history of that genre at all.
I don't either.
No, me neither. But I agree with you. It might be Portuguese or Brazilian. It sure sounds like it. It was a nice one.
Yeah, that's the impression I get from, the letters used.
Right, right.
Yeah, because I was looking into Slack Key, that's like Mexican cowboy music.
Oh.
Yeah, apparently that's like the origins, and it got like really popular as like a Hawaiian type of sound.
Is that what slacking is named after?
I probably.
Look, yeah. Can we talk about KK for a second? Because
yes, of
he
course.
Gave me a, of course. Well, he gave me a repeat song. So
oh, yes.
I feel like we have talked about before how if you say, like, I'll let you decide, right. that no matter what, he'll give you a song you don't have mm-hmm. yet. And I don't know if that works for the new songs because he gave me a song I already have. So I wasted a Saturday with KK.
No,
I'm
no,
well
no,
upset about
Nina,
it.
No, no, no,
there are no,
no
wasted Saturdays with KK Slider. Come on, I don't. I think that must be a bug for
yeah.
you
yeah.
because it has worked normally for me where I just have mm-hmm. him decide and he gives me one of the new songs. It worked this past time. I was just like, just give me a song.
I keep running into
I got
these
a new
bugs.
Yeah, you especially are running into the bugs more than anybody.
It's my yeah. good luck streak.
Yeah. Yeah. So I guess before we get too far into the show and some of our other things, I do want to do a little bit of housekeeping for anybody who has followed here on Chewy Plays. We're streaming live on YouTube today. Usually we've been recording these shows on Twitch, but today I was like, you know what, let's change it up a little bit. Go back to YouTube. So anybody who hasn't seen the podcast show up here on the Chewy Plays channel, that is because the podcast has officially moved to its very own channel. It's got the Haken podcast channel, and so the link is in the description if you need to go follow it. Go and, you know, subscribe if you want to keep following on YouTube. Everything has remained the same on podcast platforms, so no need to change there. You can find the show as normal. But yeah, the only difference is it's got its own YouTube channel. It's been growing steadily. We're still getting lots of people watching and enjoying the show. So nice. If you want to stay over there, then that's perfectly good. And yeah, I guess to kick it off, we've been doing some icebreaker questions, and I'm really interested to see what you both have come up with. Sergio, do you want to kick us off here?
All right. I have a question for Nina. Nina, okay. I think you're going to like this question.
Okay.
So you are going to be a cat,
okay.
but it's only for 1 hour,
okay.
and it's only in your house. So I want to know okay. what you would do. You can leave your house only if you're going to tell somebody that you are a cat, and you have to think about who you're telling.
Okay, so my house has two cats, and they hate each other. So they're always chasing and running around and fighting and hurting one another. So I think the first thing I would need to do is leave the house or I might die.
So they're tougher cats than you would be.
No, wait, I'm changing my answer. I would stay and use my newfound cat language to try and get them to see eye to eye finally.
Oh, perfect.
They have lived together for 11 years and they still hate each other. So that's yeah. what I would do. That's what I'd be like, you guys, you're not going anywhere. I'm the one in charge, so you don't have to fight about it. Please.
Do you,
please
do you
love
think
each
you
other.
Could resolve it in 1 hour?
Yeah, in 1 hour. Yeah.
All right.
That's good.
Yeah.
That's my answer. Yeah.
All right, Nina, you're up.
Okay, Chewy, are you ready for your question?
I am.
I would like for you to tell us your favorite Disney princess.
Oh, that's a pretty fun one. Okay, so I was thinking about this very recently.
Really?
Not like specifically like my favorite Disney princess, but specifically the fact that I feel like I haven't watched any of those movies in years.
Okay. Mm.
It's been a really long time. So that's going to be difficult. The most recent interaction I'd say I had with the Disney princesses was in Wreck-It Ralph 2.
Oh, yeah.
when they all come together at that point.
And they're like in their cute loungewear.
Yeah.
Yeah. What is the main character's name in that?
Penelope.
Who's played Melody?
Penelope.
Penelope. Mm-hmm. Okay. Penelope. She might be my favorite after that
really?
Scene. Because it was just hilarious. Yeah, I just thought it was a really funny way to, you know, bring all those characters together.
Yeah, yeah.
And
Penelope
yeah,
Von Schweetz, I think is yes. her name. Or yeah. Vanellope. I'm wrong. Vanellope.
Yeah. Yes, Vanellope.
Oh my gosh.
Totally right.
Yeah.
She drives a van.
Yeah.
Just kidding.
That's a good
yeah,
one.
But I guess, but I'd say, does Lilo count from Lilo and Stitch?
I don't know if she's Disney a princess, but we can pretend.
Well, she would be my favorite normally.
Okay.
Because she's hilarious. Mm-hmm. I just like, I always think of the scene of when she sticks those like forks in the pickle jar and just shakes it up. And she's like, my friends need to be punished. That, yes, I love that.
Okay, Lilo. We'll count Lilo as a princess.
Okay. Okay, I have a maybe this one's not so difficult. Actually, you know what? I'm going to change it. I've got a better one. Ooh. Nina.
Wait, no.
Oh, wait, am I supposed to ask Sergio?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, okay, sorry, I read the wrong name.
I was
Sergio.
A cat.
You, yes, you were a cat. Sergio, if you traveled to a new planet, what food would you miss the most?
The new planet doesn't have food?
It doesn't have Earth food.
Okay.
No Earth food whatsoever. You completely new food.
Okay, can we count coffee as food? Even though it's a drink?
Drink. No, I want a food.
Okay, well, yeah, I gotta go with pizza. I mean, I don't have it as often as I used to, but it's still a favorite. It's my favorite food, so I do need it every now and then. So if it doesn't have it, why am I even going to this place? No. I mean,
what is the point of this planet?
No, I shouldn't pass up the opportunity for space travel, right? Just because of the lack of pizza. But I would miss it. Yeah.
Yeah. And I mean, talking Disney, like if it were Pizza Planet, you'd be set.
Oh, there you go.
All right, everybody. Well, anybody watching on YouTube, you may have noticed that we have some new art up in the background here. This is going to be our artwork for the month of December 2021. I'm very excited about it. This one was made by Chappie. And when I talked to Chappie, they actually wanted to make a lot of the characters as real animals. So you may have to look very closely to see who is who in this one. But it's some of them aren't too difficult, but they're
so
pretty
cute.
Adorable. And Chappie gave us a little statement here. They said, "This piece is just a little scene of the island rep handing out gifts for Toy Day. From rightish to leftish, we have Isabel, Murphy, Buzz up in the air." You may have to look closely to see him.
Yeah.
And then there's Eric, Bella, Rudy, Gabby, Tom Nook, and Sleepy Timmy and Tommy. I've always loved the concept of drawing villagers as if they were real animals because you can imagine if you had a mouse villager like Bella and you were just hanging out with a tiny mouse or cuddling up with Rudy, I just think it makes them even more endearing. Thank you so much at Haken for trusting me with this project. I haven't been able to play or draw as much Animal Crossing since I have a real adult job these days, but this commission was a really fun way to dive back into it all. I hope everyone has a great holiday season. So yeah, it's a really cute one.
Yes.
Sergio, what are you thinking of this piece?
Oh
so
my
far?
Goodness, when I saw it, yeah, it's amazing. I mean, yeah, it's wintry for sure, but the thing that catches your eye is the animals / villagers, right? And I gotta say, I love Rudy, but I think the star of the piece here is Eric. Look at him. Look at his face.
Yeah.
Yeah, the eyebrows on Eric are especially charming. Yeah. Nina, how are you feeling with this one?
I love this. I mean, I love when anybody does like Animal Crossing characters as animals because it's just the cutest. It kind of lends a little bit more to like maybe your player like is living in this like dream world where they're actually out in a forest with real animals and they're just pretending that they're like anthropomorphized. It's so cute. And I love the little villager with like the old school Animal Crossing hat on. Oh my gosh. It's so cute. Look at Isabel writing.
I know. She's obviously it's the Toy Day list.
Yeah, yeah.
But it's everybody else's wishes. She's probably, you know, collected them throughout the month and been like, all right, I hope everybody got the right present for everybody. And then Tom Nook with Tom Nook and the Sleepy Nooklings just like steal the show for me. His little Tommy. Scarf is adorable.
Tommy has his little flag.
Mm-hmm. The flag is precious. It's so good. But even just Tom Nook putting tape on the boxes to to complete the wrapping, it's adorable. We love this one. Chappie, it's been a pleasure working with you, and we're really glad for this one. For anybody who wants to follow them and their work, they've got an Instagram and Twitter. I believe I forgot to put it on this live show, but check out the recording later and check out the podcast apps. It will be there. And it will obviously be shared on social media and everything. So you'll be able to find Chappie, support them. Really great. Really just a wonderful job on this one.
Yeah.
Every month we've been getting such wonderful art. It's super fun that the community is always willing to go and make something Animal Crossing related.
Yeah.
All right. Well, everybody, let's go ahead and move into the main big conversation that we're going to be having today. Today, we want to talk about Animal Crossings Online and specifically how Animal Crossings Online can improve. It's something that's been part of the series since Wild World, since one of the very first games, very early on in online multiplayer games. So what needs to get upgraded? Let's start with an easy question here. Do you feel Animal Crossing needs better online? What do you think here, Nina?
Yes. I mean, considering there's not a whole lot, it would be nice for them to have more online. And I know that in the last update we had, they were like, this is it, folks. Don't expect anything else from us, please. Mm-hmm. But I wonder if they would still be up for adding more DLC, kind of like Happy Homes. And then it could be like, you know, paid content, but we could have a Tortimer Island DLC, and it'd be really nice if, like, not only could you play in that DLC with other players who have bought it, but for it to have its own storyline as well, because kind of that's the best part of Happy Home Paradise is the little storyline. So I don't know, even though they've said that there's no more updates coming, I wonder if DLC counts for them.
Yeah, if they're very nice, maybe they mean a free update that has content, right? But maybe if they just add like online features or they tweak things here and there just to make it better, maybe they count that as something they could do without DLC even, or even if it's DLC, I think like most of us would purchase it happily.
Oh yeah, I think so too. I wonder how Happy Homes did. Have we gotten any data on that yet?
You know what? I'm actually not sure. I don't know if it was part of Nintendo's most recent kind of finance thing. I think they did just like a small little update, but I forget when their quarter... It'll probably end after this month. So maybe in January or so, we'll start to see what the initial results were. But I mean, the reception of it has just been overwhelmingly positive. Everybody's like, yeah, just go get Happy Home Paradise DLC. It's worth it.
Yes.
And it's not even a question. So I imagine it's doing pretty well.
Yeah.
Even a friend, I was talking about this last week, I believe, but a friend just like asked me, he was like, well, my wife finally popped the question, when can we get the DLC? And so he was just asking me questions about all of the stuff and, you know, and I was like, yeah, it's worth it. If you want it, get it. Like that's my answer.
Yeah. And the fact that it's also available through the Nintendo Switch Online expansion pass.
Yeah.
Just the fact that it's you can get it in two different ways, I'm sure it's led to additional purchases, which is nice.
Yeah, yeah. And it's especially nice, like, even if you do get it through the Nintendo expansion pass, like everything you play through and earn in that, like, it stays in your game even if you stop paying for that stuff. Maybe you do only want to rent it for a year or so, and you'll get your fill after that time. You've unlocked everything.
That's a good point.
And then it's like, okay, cool. I have all this stuff, and now I can enjoy the game, you know?
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's an easy yes for me on that. So I imagine it's doing good. But as far as, like, online goes, I think it's, like, a bit of a tough question, because I do think New Horizons has quite a few online features that are very cool. Mm-hmm. I think the big thing that would need to improve is just like how we connect and visit each other. I know everybody, the most requested thing to change is just like, please stop stopping this game every time somebody new comes to the island or leaves the island. It's just like everything comes to a complete halt over one more person joining it. So I think that's the big thing people want to change. And honestly, that system of connecting to people online has been the same since day one, Wild World. How many years ago was that now? Yes. Wild World came out 2005, I guess?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. 16 years of connecting through Animal Crossing like this, and they haven't come up with anything better. So, yeah, I think overall there's like a lot of cool stuff with the online, but I think it works. The kind of like single-player online features work better than the multiplayer online features. Mm. And by that I mean like, you know, mailing a letter to my friends, what was the other thing? I don't know. That's the example I came up with, but it's a good one.
Yeah, yeah.
Sergio, what do you feel here?
Oh, man, well, does it need it? I would say no. It would be nice, trust me. But the reason I say it doesn't need it is because look at how many people are playing multiplayer online, regardless of how it is and the many annoyances that there are. They're minor. I think I would say they're all minor, but there's so many that, you know, they kind of add up. But we see it on our Discord. We see it on Twitter. I'm sure there's a lot more other like Animal Crossing discords and community, and everybody's always playing online. But imagine how many more people would be playing online all the time, or just being more motivated to even like trade just one item. If it was a better system, if it was faster, if it was less buggy. So it doesn't need it, but yes, it would be very nice.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and the weird thing about it is like this whole system kind of extends even beyond online. Like the local multiplayer connects the same ways, to the extent where Jackie's like, just mail it to me. You don't need to come over. I don't need to go over there. And so which reminds me, I owe her a lot of money. She bought me an item that was pretty expensive. And she was like, send me money for this, because she does not do turnips like I do.
Yeah.
So yeah, I'll have to pay her for that. But yeah, like it all just kind of works in that same way. So maybe people would be more willing to play online with each other if it were a bit faster. Because I know Jackie would probably feel more inclined, but right now she's just like, nah, just mail it. It's fine. So my next question for both of you, what do you like about Animal Crossing's current online? For me, I like the things that are like very easy to share, stuff like the design codes for clothing or paths. All of those custom designs are super easy to just like, here's your maker address, people can go and look for it and find what they want, you know.
Yes.
And then dream addresses too. All of that is so easy to just like, here's this number, type it in, you can go visit whenever you like. We don't have to be a part of that. And then, like I said earlier, sending letters and presents. Those are all really good things. It just makes it easy to connect with others without having the constraint of like, maybe you're in different time zones all the way across the world. It's nighttime, somebody's sleeping, daytime, somebody's awake. There's no way to connect too easily during that point. So just the stuff that we can do online without being online with somebody, that's cool, you know.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So Nina, what do you think here? What stuff you like about the current online?
I'm kind of in the same boat as you. I think like the current online that we have is best when new content is out, because then you can send letters to your friends with limited colors of items or rare items. It kind of helps you with DIYs that you don't have, but maybe a friend has an extra of, and cooking recipes now. You know, people can connect a little more easier or more easily when there's a reason to connect, which is really kind of at the beginning of dropped content. So After that, you kind of have to be a little more creative. Like, I really like doing bug offs and fishing tourneys at other people's islands. But it does kind of make you think outside of the box sometimes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's true. Man, I keep forgetting that we can all do the bug offs and fishing tourneys together. Yeah. And it's fun. Mm-hmm. It's fun to just, like, you know, all be working toward that goal. And it gets a little bit competitive because you're like, I can totally catch more than you right now. Just wait.
And it counts it automatically. You don't have to bring, like, a timer or anything with you. Mm-hmm. It's fun. So it's built in. That kind of built-in stuff I like.
Yeah. Sergio, what do you feel here? What are the aspects you like to it?
I think the first thing that comes to mind is that the online connection is much more stable than it was on the Leaf on the 3DS. I would say back then I played online less than I have played in New Horizons, and I had more issues for sure. It was something to be very mindful of. Like, you had to save every half an hour or every hour just to be safe, because you could always get a connection error and everything you did, every trade, every item would reset back to before the first connection. So that was a bit of an issue. I definitely see that a lot less in New Horizons based on my experience and also what I see, for example, like on our Discord. It does happen still, but it's a lot rarer. And now with autosave, you know, it's a lot less of an issue. So that's very nice. The game does have a few, I kind of call them collaborative gameplay, like something as simple as when, like you mentioned, when somebody's flying in and everybody's waving at the new character, right? Because even if it's a friend of a friend and you don't know them per se, but they're playing Animal Crossing. So in a way, they're kind of like your friend through this game. So I like that a lot. Yeah. I like that a lot, but I think the game could do more of those little things, and we'll get to that in a future question. But yeah, it's those things. And like you both said, this is the game, the Animal Crossing game, that lets us do the most things overall. It doesn't have the mini games, right, that New Leaf did, but overall it has the most things that we can do. But I think there's still too many limitations. And like I said, we're gonna talk about that, but it's getting there. It's in the right direction, but it needs a little more tender love and care, I think.
Yeah. And you do bring up a good point, because I think a lot of people complain about the quality of Nintendo's online and stuff. And I'm just like, well, you haven't lived through the 3DS and just been disconnected for nothing right away. You know? So there were definitely a lot of connection problems before, even to the extent like there's still a bunch now where I'm like, man, how come I can play Splatoon for 10 minutes or so, and like, you know, that's two matches and one of them already has a disconnect, and I don't know. There are a lot of disconnects still throughout the whole thing, but overall significantly less and more smooth than the 3DS era.
Yeah, I feel like Nintendo's realizing that online is part of gaming now, and they can't get around it.
You know, I feel like they're just finding cool ways to also overcome that to some extent. I picked up Big Brain Academy, Brain versus Brain, and the online's just like you play against ghosts of people instead of like real people. So just like how quickly they have done in the past in games. And I'm like, this is pretty fun. Like you just have this huge little selection of competitive gaming in this game that you can do without actually having to connect to anybody at all. So yeah, just uploading little ghosts and doing time trial more types of things. So I don't know, they find ways around the limitations, and I think overall it makes it feel like Nintendo is definitely more aware of like, oh, people kind of care about playing online, maybe we should focus on that a lot more. So I guess let's talk about the online and what we would do to it. My first question is, what would you change about Animal Crossing's current online? And that's just like, you know, anything that exists right now, anything that, you know, you feel is kind of broken and that sort of thing. Whatever you want to talk about, really. There's a lot of options here. For me, I would specifically change, like, our access to things from our own town. I remember New Leaf had the lockers the train station, so you could access your home storage. Why? Why can't we access our home storage on somebody else's island?
Yeah.
Like when we visit, there needs to be a locker in the airport that lets us do that. Right now, nothing. Nothing. The airport is useless once people finally come in.
Yeah. You know?
I just wanted to say, the weird thing about the airport is, like, it's such a crucial piece to this online puzzle, but even when people come to your island, they're never inside the airport.
Yeah.
Maybe if they leave, but usually, you know, you kick people out from wherever they're standing. They never touch the airport.
Yeah.
They always start outside that door.
Yeah.
And it's like, what's the point of the airport after you're finally connected? It's just like this invisible barrier that doesn't matter too much. But
yeah.
Yeah. Anyways, that's what I would change. Access to home storage and let us put our turnips inside our storage so we can just pull pockets and pockets of 5,000 turnips. Just a full closet of turnips.
Well, and we've got a friend who's restarting their island, and being able to access storage on someone else's island would make that like game changing, because right now he's having to go back and forth and take like multiple plane rides forever. And if you were able to access that on someone else's island, it'd be so much faster just to get all your stuff there.
Yeah, it'd be way better. Mm-hmm. So Sergio, what would you change?
Well, I'm definitely with you. Instead, I more so than making it better, faster, less buggy, I would get rid of as many limitations as I could, hopefully like all of them. I'm definitely with you about the storage. I think the ABD should be accessible anywhere. You should even be able to like trade fish, bugs, or creatures if you wanted to. Like if you caught a rare one and you want to give it to someone that doesn't mind not catching it on their own for their museum, you should be able to. Just the little annoying things like that, being able to change your clothes wherever you are, being able to move items, even if there's people around, as long as they're not like immediately close to you, you should be able to. There should be no limitation for that. Terraforming too. Imagine like a group terraforming session that would speed up so many island projects, right? So anything like that, even going to Mystery Island tours and cabin tours too. I'm guessing 8 people is a lot, so maybe 4. 4 for the tours, but I think you should still be able to share that experience with friends.
Yeah, I think so too.
Yeah.
Gosh, working on someone's island and terraforming would be so much fun.
Yeah.
Yeah, and the weird thing about that is like even when you are playing local multiplayer, only one person can terraform at a time.
Oh, man.
And anything other people pick up and stuff, it doesn't ever go into their pockets. If they're not the leader, it goes into the recycling bin. It's just like, it's so full of like little inconveniences where you're just like, what even is the point of doing this if it's just going to be more annoying than it's worth?
Like,
I want this person to move this while I'm trying to terraform that, but if they move it, they pick it up, it's going to lead to a trip to resident services in order to get it back and then use it somewhere else, you know?
Yeah.
So, I agree.
Yeah, and I guess that Nintendo is worried about people like getting locked in the middle of like items, people making like little jails or something, but we've got Rossetti.
Exactly.
So like you have a way out. There's it could happen. It could work.
Yeah.
Yeah. Nobody can trap you anymore. Just call Rossetti. He'll take
Give him
and something.
And nobody wants to get between Rossetti, you know. He's a scary mole. What would you change, Nina?
I need the airport to be sleeker. The functions are so clunky. I'd love for there to be like an app so I can be like, hey, Wilbur and Orville, would you open the gate for me? I'd like anybody to come, or send me a dodo code, please. The loading screens, like when you want more than a couple people on your island, if you're having like a full party over, it takes like 30 minutes for people to load in or more. And I don't know. I feel like it's just very clunky. That's what I really would love to be updated. Anything to do with the airport.
Yeah. Yeah. even just talking to, is it Orville who, yes, who runs, yeah, the desk? Even just talking to him, the options, I can't tell you how many times I click, I want to fly, and then I'm like, oh no, I have to click, I want to go to work to, yeah, go to this the Happy Home Paradise place. Mm-hmm. Or, I don't know, I just, everything's a menu behind a menu. And you're just like, come on, just let me tell you if I want to play online or not. It's some, make it easier. Yeah. Put all the options up front.
It's just as frustrating as being in an airport in real life.
It is a life sim, so maybe they nailed it.
Yeah, that's what it is.
They absolutely nailed it. Don't change a thing.
And Orville typing away on his computer. Like, I know you're not actually typing buttons.
Yeah,
he's not. But it's cute. Yeah. But he's not doing anything. Okay. So with that said, what would you add to the online? And Nina, I mean, you nailed it already, because I was just going to say, give me a Dodo Airlines app.
Yeah.
Like, just the app there, because sometimes, you know, people leave of their own accord, and then you're like, oh, my gates are still open, and there's certain things you can't do while your gates are, yeah, open, and so you have to run all the way back down to the airport and then get them to close the gate, and then you can do the thing you're doing all the way at the top of town. You know, it's always in the opposite spot. It's always in the opposite spot. So just like, if we had an app that just said, close the gates, that would solve so much.
It really would.
Just small inconveniences that you run into. Mm-hmm. And then the other one, like, obviously, I would add an online mini game mode. We need to go play mini games. I'll say it again and again. 4v4 Animal Crossing mini games from the team
incredible.
That brought you Splatoon.
Yes, right?
A game focused on 4v4 multiplayer. Give us Animal Crossing 4v4 mini games. How cute would that be?
Man, what was your guys' favorite Tortimer mini game?
I like the one with the hammer.
The hammer?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That was stressful.
Yeah.
Sometimes you're just like, you can't catch up to that little guy.
Yeah.
Mine, I really liked the hide and seek one, because it was so difficult. Like the elite hide and seek, where I was just like,
oh,
how do you even hide this well? I fail most of the time on that one, but I like it because it's difficult.
That is a good one. I really liked the bug hunt that would count how much each bug was worth, and you were trying to get to like a certain total. That was cool.
Yeah, that one's always fun too. I think the dragonfly one is also like, you get lots of points for that.
Mm-hmm.
Man, I miss those games. They were
too.
So good.
Mm-hmm.
So what would you add, Sergio?
Okay, so I'm thinking like brand new additions to how we play online with friends. And I'm thinking one minor feature would be like, because sometimes if somebody wanted you to take a photo of them, right? And you take the photo, like they post or they set up the place, and then you take the photo, but then you have to send it, you have to download it on your computer. It could be a bit of an issue. So if they are like a specific way for you to ask for a photo, that when the person takes it, it goes to both accounts. If they could do that, that would be like a nice way to get good photographs a lot faster, I think. That'd be a cool little new feature. I'm also thinking, you know, how we have the tool ring, which is an awesome addition to this Animal Crossing, but I also want like a message ring. If you could customize specific messages, at least 8 of them, hopefully more, but it would be like a quick text type of thing that you could always have the same messages that you use all the time, and you can just send them a lot quicker. That would be nice, instead of having to type each one. Even with a keyboard, this would still be faster than that.
That's
Sergio,
genius.
Let me give you a life hack thing. I saw somebody arrange their wand things as like quick messages.
Oh, that makes sense. That makes sense.
So all of their outfit names were like a quick message that they say all the time.
Yeah.
What?
So you just have to, you know, get dressed every day, make 8 of that same outfit.
Yeah.
And there you go. Your simple wand recipe, your wand things that speak to people.
Yeah,
because
the one
shows up.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah.
It shows up for everyone.
Yeah. But does it show off when someone's far away?
I think it does.
Oh, that's it. That's incredible.
Yeah. I think it does. Yeah. I forget where I saw it, but I was like, oh, that's brilliant. Yeah. I think if somebody was streaming and when they visited, the person was changing their outfits, but it was like, oh, you're speaking to me.
My mind is blown.
Interesting language. Yeah. Oh, and I also had another idea. I think you guys are going to like this one. Imagine like a group crafting project, but it's for like a very, very big item, like at least like a 10 by 10. It's a huge item. So everybody would kind of talk about it beforehand on Discord or wherever you connect. And then you would say, okay, you bring the softwood, you bring these items, this and this, we're going to need this and that. And then everybody either starts crafting at the same time, or even more fun in a way, if you have to do things in order, one person crafts something really quickly and then the other person comes in and okay, now we need this item, we need the lights, we need the decorations or something. So it's like a group crafting thing to make a really big item and everybody can customize it in their own little way. I think that would be pretty cool.
Well, like a barn raising.
Yeah,
that's cool.
That's pretty awesome. Yeah, I love these ideas, Sergio. So many good ones. But even beyond like the wand thing, the preset messages would be beneficial.
Yeah.
I've been so tempted like every time to just like, all right, let me just plug my keyboard and put it onto my Switch dock so I can just type this real quick. Yeah.
Or if different emotions, different reactions had sayings that went with them.
Yes.
That'd be
cool. If you could assign like a sentence to an emotion too, that'd be cool.
Man.
Ugh. I don't know. So many cool things. I wish we could do.
Yeah.
Nina, what would you add?
Texting with friends. I want to be able to not just send letters, but we need to, you know, update that a little bit more so that you have a texting app. Like, I know that you can send messages, but they disappear after you log out.
Yes.
So a way for those messages to be saved and for messages to be sent back and forth a little faster. I'd also, this is like a total side note, but if you could text with the villagers that would be incredible.
Yes. I wish I could text them and say, where you at?
Ooh. Yeah. Sometimes you can't find them. We don't have the megaphone anymore. Exactly. That would be incredible.
If they're like, I'm checking out the fish in the museum. Come and find me.
Yeah. Blah, blah.
And like, yes. exactly. Oh, that would be adorable. And you know what? It would be really, you would get hilarious texts from some of your villagers. Like the cranky villagers, all of them just like saying, doing a little sign off or like their text is so official, like it's still a letter. They're like, dear Chewy.
Or if it's just like random, like they were just hitting the wrong button.
Sorry, a butt dialed you.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. It would be incredible. Or like the lazy villagers would be like, my jam hands got stuck to the table. Yeah. I can't leave my house. Come help me.
Help me.
Yeah.
You wake up to like 20 of those messages in the morning.
Send help.
Yeah. Please. Oh gosh, it'd be amazing.
And I feel like they could use it in that sort of way where they kind of advance that system of like them inviting you over or saying, can I come over? You know, they can send you a text. Like maybe you know, you get that call from Timmy and Tommy when you leave the house.
Right.
What? I mean, if they can call you, surely the other villagers could even call you.
That's
like,
true.
What if you just like woke up and randomly you got a call on your phone and instead of it being Tom Nook or Harv or Timmy and Tommy or Isabel, it's your villagers. And they're like, hey, I just wanted to see if you were up today. Do you want to come visit?
Yeah.
And then you're like, yeah, I'll be right over.
The peppy villagers like would be like, karaoke at my place. See you in five.
It'd
be incredible.
I think it'd be really cute, for sure. All right. So I want to think a little bit further into the future. We've talked a lot about like fixing or adding things now. I mean, they're obviously not going to add things now. At least I highly doubt that they would. But if you were to work on the online for the next game, like we're thinking whatever's on Switch 2.0, you know, with a new, brand new Animal Crossing game, not New Horizons, it's New Planets. Animal Crossing New Planets. You're building your planet. How would you approach it? What would you want to do for the online in a new game? Sergio, do you want to kick us off here?
Sure. And the way I read this question, I kind of imagined like this is a sky is the limit type of scenario. So if I can go with anything, honestly, I just want a different developer to handle the online part of Animal Crossing. And I'm going for the big guys. I want Microsoft, Epic Games, who does Fortnite. They do a lot of features there. If we have to scale things back a little bit, I would even say Game Freak has been doing pretty well with the Pokemon games. A lot of the features that we couldn't do before, we can do them now, and it's getting much better. It's getting a lot more streamlined. You can connect with like a simple 6-digit code nowadays, and it's pretty seamless. It could be a little better, but I think they could do a good job with Animal Crossing. And if we have like a competent, well, that's kind of mean against Nintendo, like an experienced online game developer handling the online part of Animal Crossing, I think all of these features that we have been talking about, they would be in the game or they could be easily added. I feel like Nintendo's way of doing things, they don't make it very easy to add things or to patch things. But another developer would make it pretty easy. And the online would be so much faster. There would be a lot less bugs. It would be pretty good. It would be like it is with the other systems.
Yeah. Yeah. What I like about that is just that I would feel that it would be a lot more seamless to everybody, like just how everything's connected for sure. Because those are companies that are doing things in a way that's just easy. And you're like, oh, that's a really cool little thing that just works pretty easily here. Awesome.
Right.
Let's keep that up.
I guess one thing I didn't think about is that most, you know, like those games on other systems, they do have an online service, but it's more expensive than Nintendo's. So would we pay maybe $5 a month for a much better online experience for Animal Crossing? Or maybe a little more? I would. I think a lot of us would.
Yeah. I mean, they're already increasing the prices in different ways, but
right.
Yeah, the weird thing about like online with the Switch is that when it came out, it was free for everybody for a long time.
Yes.
Like more than a year, right?
Yes.
At first.
Right.
Because they kept delaying like the paid service. And then the paid service happened and it was basically the same, just with some other little things added. I think that's when they added like the NES stuff and the SNES stuff. So there were some little bonuses that you got, but people were still like, I don't know if that's worth it, you know?
Yeah.
And then even now they're like, all right, here's this new higher tier where you get DLC for Animal Crossing, and then N64 games, and what's the other one? Sega stuff?
Genesis, yeah.
Yeah, you get Sega stuff, and so every time it updates, it's just like, it's going further and further away from what people remember it being, which was like, this was all just free before, and we don't quite understand why we're getting charged for it anymore, so they will probably approach it a lot better with their next system, just having stuff more in place for a paid online service.
Yeah, so hopefully
they figure it out, but I don't think they've done themselves any favors thus far.
Yeah.
Yeah. So Nina, I guess what would you do if you were working on the next online?
I'd love to kind of bring it back to City Folk and have some sort of like town center or city center where you could pop in, and that would be kind of like an open world area where you could pop in with friends and have cocoa or shop for clothes and stuff. I'd also love for there to be like an apartment building, like Tomodachi Life style apartment building, where you can kind of see into the apartments. And so if one of your villagers says like, I'm, you know, the country life is fun, but I'd rather live in the city, then you can design them an apartment, and then you could see other people's designed apartments too. I think bringing the city back would be so much fun. Like there's so many opportunities there.
That would be cute, like having a shared, more like, you know, we kind of have our own little hub for Happy Home Paradise, but if there was like a shared city where they're like, oh yeah, look at all these different buildings, and you can come visit and see your villagers in different spots, but then on your way up to their floor, you're like, here are all these other villagers that people decorated, you know?
Yeah, I like that hub, just like in Happy Home Paradise, like, but other people would be walking around too and talking to all the guys that are like hanging out on the beach or whatever, you know? We could have Phineas sell balloons again. I miss Phineas.
Oh, he's so cute. I scanned him his amiibo card in and talked to him, and he was sweet. Yeah, he's a good one to scan in over at Brewster's. So you know, Nina, it's funny, we went a very similar direction here, and I think the only thing that's different for me is just like, I want in MMO Animal Crossing, just we all move into the same world. I think it could be like its own version, because we do see that type of thing happen with games like Final Fantasy or GTA, you know, like they have their online versions where it's like, here's everybody in a room together. What are they going to do? Let's see. I mean, there's, of course, you know, a lot of moderation that would have to happen in terms of that, especially like Nintendo would take that very seriously to like what would be allowed and whatnot. And we have seen stuff like that in the past through things like, what is it, like Toontown and Neopets and all sorts of stuff that have those big online communities that are more, you know, you're going to get people from all ages. So it really has to fit the mold of for everybody. But like, even if they didn't do like full MMO Animal Crossing where we're all living in this world together, I think it would be cool if they did like a scaled down version of that where you could start an online town or island with friends, you know, and this town, like you could all access it whenever it was, it would just like exist on a server, kind of like Minecraft style, you know, where you can all just like drop into the same spot. And basically everybody can just like log in and say, I log in later in the day and Nina, you've been running around the whole time, and I jump in there, I'm like, oh, Nina's here. Hey, how's it going? Yeah. You know, you just, and then you're all just playing together away.
Or like Valheim, where you're like building your own forts and stuff together.
Yeah, so you just drop in, drop out. It doesn't stop the game. It just keeps going. Yes. And, you know, Minecraft kind of handles it where, you know, people pay for servers to host their own private little spots together. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, I'd pay for an Animal Crossing server easily. I'd pay for like three of them, 10. I don't know. Have all sorts of, you know, dynamics going on with my friends. So that would be my approach for the next one. I think that would be a really cool extra way to do things. And even like Stardew Valley does that sort of thing too, where you all can start a farm together. Everybody's doing it, Nintendo. Catch up.
I hope they're noticing,
They will. I think they will.
I think, and it's just like, the tools that we have in Animal Crossing are so fun and would be so cool to work together with. And I don't know, even getting, because you'd still get like your own house and stuff, and then you're all working toward things and decorating your own spots. It'll be a nice twist to what Animal Crossing basically started as, where it was like, we want people living together. We want them to do their thing with their place, so that when you visit them, it's like, oh, cool stuff you've been doing to your house. I'm going to go take some of these ideas and do it at mine, you know?
Right.
Yeah.
So.
Oh, fun.
Yeah. Oh, it'd be so fun. I would never log off ever again. Cool. All right, everybody. Well, that is our big conversation on online. Let's go ahead and move on to a little quick discussion here about how we're prepping for Toy Day, and if we even are, to be honest with you. First question, are you decorating for Toy Day, Sergio? How are you doing?
Not yet, but I plan to. Last year, I got a bunch of like holiday, very light centric big items from a close friend of mine, and it kind of got me inspired, and I was having fun placing them around my island. So I'm hoping once the snow is on Castaño and I get like more into the holiday spirit with the snow, hopefully I'll get inspired again, because it was fun for sure last year. So I want to do it again.
Yeah. And I'm in the same boat with you. I still have to undecorate for Halloween. Oh, there's still a bunch of spooky stuff all over my island. So, you know, thinking about it, the same thing happened to me last year. Where I was like, it's about to snow. I think it did snow. And then once it snowed, I was like, this just don't look right. I need to get this off of my island and get this all toy date out, because... Yeah, the pumpkins were like, oh, you're probably rotten now. Just frozen, rotten pumpkins. Yeah.
Poor Jack.
Yeah. And well, Jack, you know, I follow the czar of Halloween, good old Jack, till death. But at some point, things have to change. I got to ride that jingle train the rest of the way home, you know?
Yes.
Nina, how are you doing with your decorations?
I mean, I've decorated, you guys. I'm just waiting for the snow to add some snowmen.
Oh, I've overachiever.
And I'm just like really excited for Christmas this year. I've already got my plaza entrance decorated, and I've been putting out different holiday decorations in villager yards, depending on which holiday they celebrate in my head. So like Eric for sure has Christmas trees and that little jingle gyroid that sounds like Christmas bells. Ace has a menorah over in his little workout space, and Daisy's got like non-denominational snowflakes in her yard. So I like kind of having my little headcanons for each villager.
Yeah.
Shino has not decorated for Christmas.
Makes sense, Shino. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, that's fun. That's the other thing I feel kind of holds me back, because all of my people are on the beach right now, and I was just talking to Kuri today about like my plans to destroy this section on my island currently, because I mean, it was destroyed to a big portion, but then I started all the update stuff came out, I started adding crops there and things, and I'm like, nope, I gotta destroy this. I'm just gonna start some crops elsewhere, because I do still need to plant 100 for that Nook Miles goal. So I'm just gonna tear everything down and start moving people into their spaces so I can actually make their yards and stuff. That's gonna be my big focus going into it. So yeah, it'll be cool. My next question for both of you, are you getting presents ready for your villagers? Nina, overachiever, what are you doing?
No, actually, this one I'm more on the fence about, because you give them the objects on Toy Day, and then the next day Toy Day is over. So I don't really like to give them the toys, because most of the toys kind of look so out of place in their houses. Like, unless one super fits. I think what I'm going to be doing this year instead is giving them kind of objects that work really well with their houses, especially because I've spent some time decorating some of their houses, like redecorating in the Happy Home Paradise update. So I don't want all that hard work to be ruined with, like, you know, a robot stuck in the middle of their room or something. I'm interested to see how that works. Like, what is going to get replaced if it's a house that I have designed?
I see. Yeah, that'll be really interesting, because I mean, I haven't gotten to that point yet, but I do want to get there before Toy Day just to see how that works too. Yeah. So I'll have to work to that. I don't know. I'm still leaning, like, I want to give them a Toy Day toy, like, specifically, because you do get, like, cute special dialogue when you give them those toys instead. So it's worth it. in that sense. And so what I'm doing is I'm visiting my villagers now. I'm taking screenshots of their homes, and then I'm looking through the list of toys and envisioning what is going to work, what's the best toy for their place, yeah. their space, if we had to improve it. I think I'm going to... I gave Grizzly a really good tent last year, and it's still in his place, nice. And it still looks perfect. But I'm like, maybe we'll try a different color, Grizzly. Oh, yeah. Maybe we'll try the darker one this time around.
He's just gonna put it right next to the other tent.
See, the thing is, they're so big, and he puts it in the middle of the room. There's not much other. I think he'll replace that one specifically. So. We'll see how it goes. And then if I don't like it, I'll probably just gift him the other tent back again. But yeah. I do plan on giving him one. So, yeah, I don't know. I'm leaning toward Toy Day toys for them because that's what they're going to give me in return.
Yeah, that's true.
True.
Yeah. Sergio, what are you doing here?
So, nothing yet, but this is a good reminder. And I'm actually more on Nina's side. Because what happened last year, I gave Wolfgang a pink dollhouse. Just because I wanted to see what he would say, what he would do with it. I think he was too nice because he didn't complain about it. He actually displayed it in his house for the longest time. It might still be there, actually. So I kind of want to make it up to him and give him something that actually matches his home and his style. Probably give him something old and creaky like he is, but with a good heart. He has a good heart, so he's nice. I'll give him something nice, at least to Wolfgang, but hopefully to everybody. Something that matches their house. I think that's a good approach.
Yeah. And like I said, I recommend it just because you do get that nice dialogue. It's once a year.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
The only chance you get.
Yeah.
And so I'm also remembering, like, last time I gave Pearl one of those fancy chess boards, which are really expensive. And she gave me good dialogue because, you know, it's a really expensive item and they're like very grateful for that. But this year I'm just like, all right, I'm going to give you a toy this time. Let's see what's going to be good for you. Maybe a little dog that she can keep as a pet.
Yeah.
She's a cat. She rules over the dogs. That's just how it goes. All right, everybody. Well, let's go ahead and hop into our Haken's Islander Corner. For those of you who don't know, every single week we ask our patrons on Patreon a question and read their answers out loud here on the show. This week's question was, what is your Animal Crossing daily routine like these days? So I just wanted to, you know, it's been a little bit of time since the update. I wanted to check in with people and see, like, how are you playing the game? What are you doing? What are you finding enjoyment from? So I'm thinking we'll go Nina, then me, then Sergio.
Okay. So our first one is Clara Cross, who says, it's still hard for me to follow a strict daily routine, especially when there is someone exciting on my island, like a camper or a special character, because then I forget everything and run straight to them. Same with events, season changes, etc. I think I deal with the things that are thrown in my way first, and then I start remembering all the other things I should be doing. I love playing that way, but you cannot be a completionist like this. You don't want to know how many KK shows I unintentionally miss.
Aww.
Because I'd rather decorate my home in that moment. I totally understand this. And I think this is a good way. I know you don't. But I think this is a good way to keep, like, the longevity of the game going, because you're doing what you want to be doing in the moment, and you'll get to the stuff that needs to be done as you get to it. That works.
Yeah.
It'll be there later. It'll be fine.
Yeah. And, you know, I'm funny in the sense of, like, I also get distracted, but in a slightly different way, where I'm like, I'm so distracted with, like, the collection aspect of, like, getting new items and getting new things and looking at all that I forget to spend time doing, like, the actual decorating portion with that. So I've been planning out more projects to kind of be like, oh yeah, I have some more game to play later in the future when I get around to that. But for the most part, I'm just like, let me collect for a while. So Michelle M. said, I'm overwhelmed by the amount of new stuff as well. I've stopped trying to fit everything in. Maybe go to Cap'n Island once a week and design a vacation home once a month. The rest of the time, I check for bottles, villagers crafting, pick fruit and crops, cook, then shop. Usually I find something new, so I take it to Cyrus to customize. Mm. I try to decorate a bit of my island every day.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, and this is a good approach too. Like, if you are happy just doing some of the other activities seldomly while focusing on ones you enjoy more, it's like, cool, you'll get the enjoyment out of those other activities, at least the ones you do more seldomly.
Yes.
You'll enjoy them in a way that you don't the other things, where it's like, oh, here's a special little treat that I don't usually do, but I've got time today, let me fit it in.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So Heather said, on the weekend when I can have longer play sessions, I go to Harps for my fortune and weekly check of the goods being sold. Then I wander the island looking for Snotnose, aka Daisy May, on Sundays, and looking for fossils, check for villagers crafting, check the beach for the recipe bottle. Then it's coffee with Rooster and daily stretch. This was added when I found out that the reward was for doing this 50 times. Ah, interesting. Then it's off to Lottie's. Nice. Yeah, that's... Definitely, like, one of the last things to do, because you never know how long that's going to take. But I'm very curious about the reward for the stretching. I should do that. I'm going to start doing that now.
Yeah.
There are rewards.
Miles.
Mm.
I don't know what the 50 one is, but I hit 30 recently, and it was a fun little item.
Let's see, Ben says, I'm currently in the midst of island renovation, building a castle, but I still try to get my dailies done. I start with watering the crops before I head off to Harv's Island, especially for Katrina's fortune. Then I set out with Cap'ns to visit a mystery island for gyroids and other stuff sometimes. Upon my return, I hit up the roost to get me a quick pick-me-up and chat with my pigeon friend. After that, I loosen up with some group stretches in the plaza, followed by my daily visit to see Isabel. Oh, and Tom Nook, too. After that, I just wing it with the rest of the things, digging up fossils, finding the money tree, and eventually talking to and or giving gifts to villagers. I enjoy this process every day, and I'm always sure to snap some pics throughout the day. This is adorable. I love that he's got, they've got their dailies kind of like set up in a narrative almost. That's the cutest thing ever. Good job, Ben. Good job. I approve.
Yeah, it's a great schedule. So Eddie said, after learning from Nina in a past podcast about Katrina's influence in the game, I always head to Harv's first. After I visit those shops, I go home and start by checking my Nook Mile plus goals. I let those dictate my path and eventually end my chores with the Cap'n Cruise. Mm. Once all of that is done, I relax and wind down with some Happy Home Paradise or terraforming and work on my island designing. It's not much, but it's honest work. I think that's great. Yeah. And Nina, I've honestly changed my approach too since that. I go and start off my day with going to get my Katrina fortune and my friendship fortunes too.
Yeah, it was a good little article I found. It changed my routine also.
Yeah,
it's a good one. Kakulu said, I usually start by checking my beach for the bottle, then I head over to Harv's for my fortune telling session with Katrina. Then I check Red's for any art I might not have yet. I'm trying to get real things, but if there's a fake I haven't cataloged yet, I'll get it too. Back on the plane to my island and a dash to the dock later, and I'm speeding over the waves with the cap in hopes of another glow island, which it usually isn't. I grab the bottle, gyroid fragment, and I hit all the rocks, and I drop off any fake art I don't want to keep.
I love that.
Back home to plant the gyroids and maybe do a round of my island, thinking I should really make some time to terraform my island. I wanted to do X, Y, Z with it. Then I realize I'm late for work and I shut things down. It's an involved process, but it sounds pretty fun.
Mm-hmm. These are also well written.
Yeah.
Yeah, everybody's got a good day going on in Animal Crossing.
Islander Phoebe says, I've kept it mostly the same, but I'm trying to work the new stuff into it as well. I still start by checking my mail and then heading over to resident services, but now I do group stretching after that before checking my shops. Then I head over to the roost for a coffee before going to Harv's Island to get my fortune and check the shops. Then I head back to my island to shake trees, find my fossils and such. It's nice to have all of these new things to do, but I am finding it harder to find time to play and do all the things I want to do every day. My real life has been way too busy since this update came out. I just want to play Animal Crossing all day. Yes, Phoebe, I understand. It really is so much, and I feel like I talked about this when it first came out, but sometimes I feel like frenzied trying to remember all of the things to do. So it can be a little tricky, but yes, I guess that's better than having nothing to do.
Yeah,
and you know, I haven't been doing a good job of like keeping a checklist of the stuff I'm working on too. So I'll tell you, the 2 days ago, I forgot to visit the Roost and get coffee one day. So, and I've done that with the stretching as well. Mm-hmm. I still haven't done that with Cap'n, but now I'm tempted to just to have them all at the same spot again that they were. So, yeah, I might skip a Cap'n island here or there just to, you know, get them all back matched up. But, you know, for now, it's the one that's still on time with the release of the update. So I might just keep it going. All right, so next we had Summon Sloth, and they said, go to Harv's and get my fortune, art, and a raffle prize. 2, give gifts to villagers. 3, go to Cap'n for a boat trip. 4, go to work and make a vacation home. 2.5 and 3.5, do Nook Miles plus activities. So, fitting in those Nook Miles tasks right in the middle as well. Yeah, good way to go. I like that. I like that routine for sure.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I need to fit in vacation homes a little sooner, I think, because I haven't done them in a couple days now.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
Nice. And Marco J said, about 2 weeks after the update, I took the plunge and started over with a brand new island. Ooh, exciting. The only cheat I let myself do was to save a few million bells and some fruit on a friend's island. I guess that's kind of a big cheat. But I am having so much fun again with the daily routine of working on the Nook Miles, building Harv's Island up, gifting my new villagers, none of whom I've had before, and loving Happy Home Paradise. That sounds exciting. I mean, just getting like brand new villagers completely, that sounds like a lot of fun. So yeah, this was a good time to start a brand new island if you felt like it. And I think this is, like Margo, this is a good example of somebody that it worked for them, and that's awesome.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I love it. You know, starting over is going to be a big thing for people for sure, since this update has introduced so many things. And we are kind of distanced from that release day now, too. So people are kind of itching to have that fresh feeling in the game again. So, yeah, if you've started over, I'm sure you're having a great time because there's so much.
Oh, my gosh. Yes.
And even like all of the new stuff they added is still kind of locked behind the big event story event
Project K,
in,
right?
You know, the base game, Project KK. So yeah, it's you've got a lot to look forward to if you're starting over. It's great. All right, everybody, well, thank you so much for tuning in to this episode of Haken, an Animal Crossing podcast. If you're sad to see us go, join us over on Discord. You can talk with other people who love Animal Crossing as much as you do, including Sergio, Nina, and me. Want to support Haken in a bigger way and tell us your answers in the Haken Islander Corner? Head over to patreon.com/chewyplays. $1 goes a long way to making this show even better and includes tons of goodies for you to enjoy. Get a special role on Discord, read a monthly newsletter, and get many other great rewards. We really appreciate the support and put your money towards some great things on the show. If you're listening on YouTube, what is your Animal Crossing daily routine looking like these days? Reviews really help the show get discovered by more people. Please leave a review on your platform of choice and let us know how we're doing. Haken is a Wild production brought to you by Chewy, Sergio, Nina, and all of our patrons. We thank you for listening, and we hope you have a great week.
Goodbye, everybody.
See you all next time.